This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, after an October in which most farms got more rain than usual, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center is continuing that trend for November across the Columbia Basin. And with above normal temperatures expected, it does look like the bulk of this precipitation should be rain. Most farms are on tap to get at least an inch of rain during the month, but areas from Dayton south to Walla Walla and Weston will likely get over 2 inches. So fieldwork opportunities will likely decrease significantly as we go through the month. Now, with the storm track remaining rather active, it does appear the development of fog should be limited. And so far this fall, we've not really seen much in the way of wind, but that's likely to change starting today as a cold front will bring wind gusts over 40 miles per hour. And it's quite possible today won't be the only wind event for November. Now, as you know, Sunday morning is the return to Pacific Standard Time. But did you know that even though the shortest days are in December, tomorrow morning in the southern half of the Columbia Basin will actually be the latest sunrise for this year, according to the Daylight Savings Time clock. Also, a bit of trivia, for 1 hour on Sunday morning, parts of Oregon and Florida will have the same clock time. Think about it. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.